Hi, this is Mr. Navarro. As our third trimester is nearing its end, I invite you to listen to this edition of the Nightly Muse.
Hey, this is the Nightly Muse. Today we are here with Sheena,
Leah,
Francesca,
and Gabby,
talking about In-N-Out Day.
Who doesn't like In-N-Out?
That's right, no one.
This year, on March 20th, we had In-N-Out Day.
It was thebomb.com.
In-N-Out was held in memory of Mrs. Crowley, a kindergarten teacher who passed away from cancer 5 years ago. She was a great juggler, and I still remember the nickname she gave Peyton, Splinter, because Peyton got a splinter 3 days in a row.
She was a great addition to this school and made a difference in many students' lives.
Miss Crowley loved In-N-Out Day, so every year, on or around her birthday, In-N-Out employees drive the truck onto the schoolyard.
Students can order from cheeseburgers, hamburgers, double doubles, or grilled cheese with a side order of chips and sodas.
What do you like about In-N-Out, Francesca?
I love everything about In-N-Out. The aroma of the burgers is heavenly, and I like the hats the employees wear. How about you, Gabby?
I agree. In-N-Out Day is also a great fundraiser for the school.
In-N-Out is always a day to look forward to because we get out of class early to go to the to get our amazing food.
There's always a long line, but it's definitely worth waiting for.
Thanks for listening.
What's up? I am Matthew, and I am with Danny, Jessica, and Noelle.
Hi, we are interviewing the 6th graders and the 4th graders about the Greek gods.
They are both learning about the Greek gods, so the 6th graders would present about specific gods to the 4th graders.
We are going to interview 6th grader Quinn Lafort and 4th grader Tosa Odiase.
Here's Tosa!
Did you learn anything new from the 6th graders' presentations? If so, what?
I learned about the Olympian gods and their children.
In your opinion, whose presentation was most memorable?
I think Quinn as Zeus was the most memorable.
Why?
His presentation used many props that caught my eye. He was very clear when he talked.
Did you find the presentations interesting?
They're all very interesting, and they helped me learn more about Greek mythology.
Thanks, Tosa. Have a nice day.
Thanks for having me.
Which Greek god were you during your presentation?
I was Zeus for the Greek gods presentation.
Did you like being Zeus? Why?
I like being Zeus for my presentation because Zeus is the leader of the gods, and he has very interesting stories.
Did you like teaching the fourth graders?
I liked teaching the fourth graders because it improved my presentation skills, and there were an amazing audience.
What did you benefit in this teaching experience?
I now can easily present for any audience, and I know more about the Greek gods.
Thanks, Quinn.
That concludes the nightly news segment on the Greek gods. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up.
Oh. Hey, everyone. This is Peyton speaking with Taylor, Claire, and Christiana. We're here to tell you about the teacher experiences. Here's Christiana.
This year at the 2014 Bingo Night at Notre Dame High School, we had many wonderful experiences to choose from.
There's one experience open for all grades, the battle against the teachers. Miss O'Hara and Mrs. Abreu allowed 4th through 8th grade students to compete against them after school. They played 3 games, Mario Kart, a game chosen by the students, and a game chosen by the teachers. Next, you're going to hear about Miss Petzold's experience.
3 lucky winners from TK through 4th grade get to go to the Science Center and an IMAX movie. Miss Petzl is a very fun and energetic person, so these kids will have a memorable time. Your turn, Peyton.
Miss Shirala and Miss Morgan are taking 3 wonderful students to lunch and to the Crafts Museum. You'll see amazing art and make amazing memories.
Next, there's a great workout with Miss Matthews. 10 students from 4th through 8th grade will play kickball against the teachers. This will be a tough game after school. Good luck!
Do you like the Los Angeles Dodgers? Well, Miss Hobbs and Miss Berboer are taking a few kids to watch them play. They will fill up on Dodger dogs and soda. Have a great time cheering them on.
The pier is an amazing place to have fun with your friends. Mrs. Williams and Mrs. Broussard took 12 girls to the pier on separate days because everyone wanted to have fun with the teachers. I was one to go and we had a great time. Huh, Taylor?
We sure did. These were just some experiences that went on auction.
I hope you guys enjoyed hearing this.
Thanks. I hope you can come bid with us next year.
Hey, this is Shreya.
And this is Gabrielle.
And this is Maya.
And this is Marianne.
We're going to talk to you about the student council election.
All right, the race begins. The two ranked for president is Geek Chic Extraordinaire, Marianne, and Joey, the no-nonsense running with 2 feet sports guy. Will Marianne be the first female president in over 6 years, or will Joey take the crown? And in the vice president corner, it's a three-way war between people whose name end with the letter A. Vanessa, Rhea, and Leah. Have you seen their posters? They're, like, amazing. Running for secretary are two intelligent young women who have a great sense of humor. Shreya and Peyton, who is funnier, I do not know. Saying the high seas looking for the treasure of treasurer are the pirates Danny, Claire, and Jessica. Who will win? We may never know until election day. And now back to Maya.
There are many steps to the student council elections. First, you have to apply for the position or positions you are planning to run for. Mrs. O'Shea has to approve your grades and conduct. The students who run for any positions need to have an average grade that is above 93, and each individual subject can't be below a B. There are four components to running: your application, your interview, your speech, and finally, teacher and student votes. You have to get graded for all of your work.
The candidates also need to post up their posters in the hallway so that the other grades know to vote for them.
Wait, Marin, who can vote?
Well, we all know that 3rd grade to 7th grade can vote. The candidates had to film their speeches in the broadcast studio so that it could be shown to the rest of the grades.
Yeah, Marianne, once they watch the videos, the student gets to vote. But that it's not just them. Like I've said earlier, the teachers also have a say in who the next leader should be.
Yeah, long process, huh?
Yeah, but it's all worth it at the end.
Well, that's all we have for you
on the Nightly News.
Yeah, we're done.
I'm Mark.
And I'm Justin.
And this is the NDA Speech Contest.
Have you ever wanted to make a speech, present it, and win?
Well, now you can at Notre Dame Academy Elementary School's annual speech contest.
Every year, students from every class make a speech on a topic given to the whole class.
Golly, guys, that is cool. I wish I could do that.
Yes, Ryan, it's really cool.
Towards the end of the speech contest, the top four essays from the class go to the finals.
The students present their speeches in front of the eighth grade, and they decide who is the best.
Now we will talk to the seventh grade.
Reading and reading until I got everything memorized. It was hard at first because I thought I wouldn't be able to memorize everything, but I just kept persevering and continued to progress through it.
Who is your speech about?
My speech is about the Blessed Mother Teresa. I chose her because I thought that she impacted a lot of lives in not only India but the rest of the world because her worldwide congregation.
Was your speech harder last year or this year?
I think my speech was harder this year because I feel like it was longer and had to add more facts than opinion.
If you were to recite one of your speeches, which one and why?
I think my vocabulary and usage had greatly developed from last year, and I've memorized the speech, so I can just recite it anywhere I am. I also had fun with the costume because it looks so much like a nun. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening.
Hola. We are going to be talking about the activity Scarf Tag. What is it? Scarf Tag is basically what is in its name. You have to grab two people's scarves that are tucked into their shorts or pants. There are usually three different teams that go against each other. Whichever team survives the longest with the most scarves wins the game. Very good players are separated on different teams so that they are fair.
This year we had an intramural scarf tag competition. Grades 5 through 8 duked it out against each other in a tournament. The two best teams were B Holly B, which contained 8th grade boys, and Bon Bon, which contained one 8th grade boy and the rest were 7th grade boys. One day in the tournament, they versed each other. The game went into double overtime. The first overtime was 8th and Dean on B Holly B versus Ozazle Odiase on Bon Bon. Ozazle was amazing and used his skillful hands to swiftly take away 8th and scarf. The last overtime, it was Ozazle versus Dean. Ozazle again used his amazing skill by strategically reaching for one side of Dean, luring him to the other side. Ozazle's second hand was was, and he perfectly took off Dean's scarf, and he victoriously won.
Kaylin Botchikin planned the scarf tag tournament, and we will see how she thought of it.
Hi, Kaylin. Did you have fun planning scarf tag?
I did have fun.
That sounds nice. Would you want to do it again?
Yes, I would.
Who won the tournament?
Bee Holly B won the tournament against Magic Slushy.
Thanks. This was Osaze, Joey, Monica, and Grace telling you all about scarf tag. Bye.
Beach volleyball season has just started. This is the first time NDA has tried this outside sport. There are many differences in where, when, and how the sport is played compared to regular volleyball. Beach volleyball is obviously played at the beach. The 7th and 8th graders carpool to the Santa Monica Beach for practices. Practice goes from 4 to 5:30. These practices are every Tuesday and Thursday. Coach Steve and Coach Ed greet the players at the beach, and then the players set up the beach volleyball lines. Hi. The practice is way different than normal volleyball. Players sink into the sand, and the sand sometimes can burn your feet. Ask Sheena about that. Playing is much harder. In the game, only two players can be on the court, so there is definitely more space to cover. The game is 2-on-2. The games are supposed to be on Fridays at Dockweiler Beach. Sadly, only a few schools play beach volleyball, and there isn't enough team for tournaments. NDA won't be playing many games this season. We will fill our practices with team tournaments as well as scrimmages.
We decided to interview one of the players. Hi, Julia.
Hi.
So why did you want to play beach volleyball?
I wanted to play volleyball because it was different from normal volleyball, and it sounded like a lot of fun going to the beach every week.
Is it harder to play beach volleyball?
It's definitely harder due to the space to cover as well as the sand and how you sink into the ground, and it also gets very hot.
So what makes beach volleyball fun?
I get to hang out with my friends as well as go get smoothies and lemonades from the beach shop. I also love seeing nature such as birds and waves.
Cool. So would you recommend me signing up for beach volleyball next year?
Definitely.
This has been Rhea,
Vanessa,
and Julia.
Beach volleyball is fun and everyone should go try it.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to this year's fourth episode of the Nightly News.